For New Yorker Katie Curley, Sunday morning means a long run through Central Park with her best friend. This past Sunday, though, the two traveled over 700 miles for a change of scenery. Cowbells, cheering, and gasping for air.
Our ears keep popping so that we can't catch our breath. It's weird.
Curley was one of 33,000 people who ran the Chicago Marathon Sunday.
It was rough and nothing went according to plan, but got through it.
The race returns after the coronavirus forced runners to postpone their 26.2-mile circuit through the Windy City. Curley's best friend, Christina Gilmartin, says,
having done New York, it's a nice break from the hills.
Go, we got it!
After a year of virtual racing, spectators came back with double the excitement.
The crowds, the neighborhoods were really fun and exciting. There wasn't really a lull throughout the race, which was really nice as a runner.
The marathon was canceled last year for just the second time in its history. Participants deferred their entries to 2021, 2022, or 2023. Curley says another year of training was good news.
With COVID still being in existence and working from home, it was easier than past trainings because my schedule is a little bit more flexible. So if I didn't get up at the first thing in the morning, I could sometimes squeeze in a run during the day.
Do you have a specific racing strategy at all?
Finish. My strategy is to finish, whatever it takes.
This year, runners had to provide either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to participate. But one hurdle marathoners didn't expect to run into was the heat.
It was super hot and humid, and I just couldn't get into a groove. But I just was like, just take it one step at a time and get through it mile by mile.
The event's alert level turned red during the race after temperatures reached 80 degrees, well above the average for October in Chicago. According to the Chicago Tribune, just about a dozen runners experienced heat-related health issues, including heat stroke. The high temperatures didn't stop 12-year-old Juliana Gilmartin from making the most out of her first trip to Chicago. She took 10 subways and walked 7 miles to cheer on Katie and her mother Christina throughout the race.
Probably the best thing I've seen, or the funniest thing I've seen, was the drag queen cheerleaders.
Gilmartin says it was rewarding to see her mom and Katie finish the race after watching them train together the past year.
They would either wake up about 6 in the morning maybe, probably about 3 or 4 times a week, and run from maybe 3 miles to 10 miles. And then at some points, on the weekends, they would run together for probably 15 miles or so.
Chicago marked Curley's 7th completed marathon.
It's really good for me to help get rid of my anxiety to run and to get that out of your system and clear your head and then face whatever it is you have to face.
She faced the heat and crossed the finish line. Her first thought,
oh my God, I did it.
Curley says all she wants now is to
sit, stretch, shower, and drink lots of fluids.
In Chicago, for WNUR News, I'm Angelina Campanile.